I have held a variety of jobs. The flavor running through them has been marketing and entrepreneurship and tech support. I actually wrote and self-published 6 books before I woke up to the realization that I was way more excited about updating my author website than I was to write the next book. And I started helping other authors with marketing questions and website help, and pretty soon saw that many authors are quite overwhelmed by this, and that the thing that I loved to do was something that was much needed. So that is what brought me here.
Welcome to The Author's Leverage, the podcast where we explore the journeys that await you beyond your book. I'm your host, Parshel Tashi, and in each episode, we connect with best-selling authors, publishing experts, and industry pros to unveil the pathways that enable you to leverage and amplify your book for extraordinary impact and income. Whether you're a seasoned author or just embarking on your authorpreneur adventure, prepare to be inspired. Today, we're joined by a guest who's going to share some invaluable insights with us. But before I introduce them, I want to invite you to download your copy of our ebook and its companion digital workbook. It's called 5 Ways to Get More Bang for Your Book. It's a comprehensive guide to supercharge your author journey, and you can find it below this episode, along with where you can connect with us on social media, subscribe, and rate the podcast. Now, let's dive into today's episode and take a sneak peek into the future of your success as an author. Thank you for being here at the Author's Leverage. Today, I have an exciting conversation that we're going to be having centered around if you're an author and you have a website, how you can best leverage that website for your readers, for your audience, for your customers. Having a website and an online presence is so, so key. So we're going to talk about how we can be effective with that today. So I'm excited to have on the show today, Pauline Wiles. She's an indie author turned website designer who helps other authors create modern websites for strong business results. Her strategic approach delivers a powerful marketing asset that builds authority, grows your audience, and sells your services and programs. British by birth, Pauline is now a contented resident of California, although she admits of an occasional yearning for afternoon tea and historic homes. Thank you, Pauline, for being here. And you actually just went to England and back. So I hope that you did get to have your afternoon tea and enjoy that moment.
I did indeed. Yes. Thank you, Parshel. Yes. Hi.
Very good. Welcome. Welcome. And I'm so fascinated with just your journey. Indie author, now doing website design. Share a little bit about your story and what inspired this transition.
Yeah, well, like many of us, I have held a variety of jobs. The flavor running through them has been marketing and entrepreneurship and tech support. I actually wrote and self-published 6 books before I woke up to the realization that I was way more excited about updating my author website than I was to write the next book. And I started helping other authors with marketing questions and website help, and pretty soon saw that many authors are quite overwhelmed by this, and that the thing that I loved to do was something that was much needed. So that is what brought me here.
Absolutely. And this is great. I mean, when I think about a author website, right, this is a little bit different perhaps from a business website. Talk a little bit about when you say author website, what you're talking about specifically, and you know, what makes something like that effective?
Yeah, so for any website, it's really important to figure out what the main purpose of that website should be and what the business or the stream of income is that it supports. So some authors, if the book or their books are a primary source of income, then the website needs to be set up with that in mind. Otherwise, if you're a business owner who also has a book, then you're going to take a slightly different approach so that your website can certainly talk about your book and showcase your credibility. But the website probably is then aligned for your overall business picture and your other streams of income.
Absolutely. Now, what are the key elements, in your opinion, that makes an author website effective? And what sort of key elements are usually there on an author's website that they should have?
Yeah, so there are 2 strategic things that are important to get straight, and I just touched on one of them. So you need to be very clear, what's the overall purpose? What do you want a visitor to do after they visit the website? And so many authors fall into the trap of thinking, I want the visitor to buy the book. Whereas in fact, the book might play more of a supporting role, and the outcome that you actually want is a new client for your business, or you want them to buy a course or enroll in working with you some other way. So that's kind of at the strategic level. And then at the tactical level, the things that you need there, if you keep the visitor's experience front of mind, that's a great guide. So where a lot of authors go wrong is far too much information, too many words on the website. So definitely keep your messaging nice and succinct, easy for somebody to land on your site and know immediately what you're about without reading paragraphs and paragraphs of text. And then really good images, increasingly important these days. Give your images lots of nice space, make sure they're high quality, and make sure they're up to date and represent you well.
These are great pieces of advice here. In fact, I'm thinking about when you land on a website, there's the call to action buttons, and the call to action to just buy my book seems pretty obvious, right, for most authors, right, on their website. But why could this potentially be the wrong call to action? And what alternatives do you find would be more effective?
Yeah, so I think that's a huge trap that authors fall into. If you're a first-time author and all you have is one book and you don't have a business, you're not selling any other services, then okay, buy the book might be your best call to action. But other business owners, other authors, you might find it's a better long-term result for you if somebody joins your email list or signs up to watch a free training that you're offering. Taking a longer term view, even for somebody who's primarily an author and maybe has 5 or 6 books, then if somebody joins the email list, then you've got the opportunity to sell them the next book and the book after that, or the online course that comes from your book. You're not focused on one relatively small transaction today. You're really looking at how your website can support a longer relationship with a much bigger potential value.
Yeah, that's the key. What I'm hearing is that it's not just about this one-time transaction that's happening here, but if you have a business, then it makes sense to have thinking about the longevity of this relationship, the lifetime relationship with this customer. So it would be more advantageous and make more sense to use your website as ability to, you know, create your list, build your list, right? Build up your audience in that way.
Yeah, yeah. And your website can really support email list growth if you design it with that in mind and you make sure you offer some nice value to the website visitor.
Absolutely. And also going to a website, you know, the way, I don't know, there's some websites you see and and they look really, really polished, really professional, really, really well done. And then there's some that, let's just say, don't, or they're just at a certain stage where they're just getting going or whatever, right? There's a lot of tools and resources out there. But one thing that's really present nowadays is the branding of things, regardless of which website platform you've gone with and how it's gone about. Your brand as an author is hugely important. So how can your website help in establishing reinforcing a strong author brand?
Yeah. So hopefully your author branding work has included a lot of good thinking about what makes you different. How do your clients or your readers really identify with your work? What is it about you that they think is special and unique? And then, yes, your website is possibly one of the first or one of the main places where you can represent that brand. So you'll want to carry through your visuals being consistent, thinking carefully about which images you're choosing, making sure that your color palette is used consistently. So don't go guessing which shade of blue or which shade of green needs to go on your website. All these little details, even if the website visitor doesn't realize it, they are probably evaluating whether you're doing a professional job of being consistent. Mm-hmm. And as we know, when you're consistent, that helps to build trust.
Absolutely. It's just so key today, building that authority. It's connected to your website and where people are going to interact with you and get to know who you are. you know, in that virtual landscape before they physically meet you or talk to you. It's just such an important part of it. And it just really speaks to the day and age that we live in as well. So I know that for a lot of people, the technical aspects of creating a website, maintaining a website, can usually be pretty daunting. So what advice do you have for those who might, you know, find having a website and keeping up with it to be daunting and overwhelming?
Yeah, so the good news is website technology is getting easier. So it's more within reach for more people to do a reasonably decent job with a website. It's worth differentiating, I think, do you need professional help to get your website set up and you'll then look after it yourself and make updates, maybe add blog posts and things yourself? Or are you somebody who is willing and able to start with nothing and create the whole website yourself? Especially if you do want to go the do-it-yourself route, then I recommend keep it very simple. You'll do yourself a favor if you reduce to the bare minimum of what needs to be on there. So some nice images, some simple text. Don't try and get clever or fancy. Think about really a very curated kind of minimalist art gallery kind of look if you're building your own website. And then just be very sure that you've identified what is the action you want somebody to take and make it very clear on the website what that action is. Don't start distracting them with 10 other things that they might do, which actually aren't very important actions for you.
Exactly. And you made such a good point about essentially seeing your website is like creating an art gallery, because when you go to the art gallery, there's, you see an image and then you walk a little bit, right? There's space, there's there's not like a ton of text to read. Whereas, you know, sometimes I think we often fall into that, you know, that trap of thinking, I need to give more information and put everything out there. And oftentimes I find that less is more.
Definitely. Your website it's not supposed to be a dumping ground of everything you've ever thought about or everything you've ever written. If you've written and published a book, great, but the chances are you're pretty comfortable writing words. And therefore the temptation is to have far too many words on a website. And yes, you'll have much better impact if you pare it down to some important messages. And yeah, you can lead people to subsidiary pages if they really want to learn more, but don't hit them with all that stuff right there on the first impression.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and there are ways that on your website, you can still, you know, share and get those thoughts and ideas out there. It's just, you know, like you said, on other pages, on other areas of your website, you know, could be your blog or other content that you put up there to keep things fresh. So when I thought about what you just said, right, all the information doesn't need to be on there, but there's a place for it, for sure. And what kind of other ideas or practical tips come to mind for those that do, you know, have more that they want to share, want to be expressed on their website?
Yeah, so a very basic design principle is that the most important information needs to be the biggest. So you can really think about your website in terms of what's the big headline that you want to get across? What are the subheadlines that might add information without overloading somebody? And then you can structure your other information into bullet points. You can use perhaps some call-out boxes or different colors to guide the visitor's eye that this is a different piece of information. And then, yeah, you can link through to blog posts. You can link through to a page that gives more details about working with you. That way, if a potential client or a reader likes what they see at the first level, then they can dig deeper if they choose to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I would love for you to share a little bit about how you work with authors and what the process is you're bringing them through, because we all have options, right? As authors, we can do it ourselves. We can get some help. We can, you know, talk to Pauline. We have options. What is the process that you're bringing an author through in working with you?
Yeah. So the authors who tend to work with me have a book that they're very proud of, but they also have another stream of revenue in their business. and they know that their time and skills are better spent doing their thing than learning how to become website designers. And so they generally come to me and we start with some strategy around what is the website trying to do for you? Is it to get you booked to speak on stages? Is it to sell your one-on-one consulting? Do you have an online course in the works that you want to start preparing people to buy from you? And so we prepare what needs to go on the website. And then I work in a two-week focused sprint where after that preparation work is done, I build and refine and launch a client's website, usually in a two-week period. So my clients love that. It's very focused and they know exactly what's happening when.
Exactly, exactly. That's phenomenal. And I know that typically, you know, in that process there, I mean, you're covering all the bases, where it needs to be hosted, what content is going there, what images are going to be in place. And they're doing that in an intensive two-week period with you.
Yeah, there's careful preparation, but once we get started, then everybody seems to thrive on keeping that focus and knowing that this is top priority for those 2 weeks. Yeah,
exactly. And I also think about the timeline for most authors. You know, there's some authors who are listening who have a book out that's been out. Maybe they don't have a website, you know, for that or for that specific purpose. There's some that are listening that are in the process of writing a book. And I think that, of course, like most, we're trying to think strategically about that runway and that timeline of my book releases and when should these things, you know, typically be in place. Yeah. When an author, especially if they're approaching a future release date of a book, what advice do you have around what, you know, things they can be doing to prepare for, you know, having their own author website?
Yeah, love that. Well, if the book isn't finalized yet, then one of the smartest things you can do is include calls to action within the book to invite people to come to the website and check out more information and ideally get on your email list while they're doing that. So lots of authors now will include QR codes in a physical book. In an ebook, you might just have a link, inviting readers to come to the website where they can watch a video or check out relevant podcast interviews that you've done to go deeper into whatever the topic is inside the book. And then in the process, you're hopefully gathering them onto your email list so that you've got that wider relationship then beginning. So that's ideal if your book isn't final. Even if your book is final, you can start to prepare your website to give a teaser of the book cover. You can include on the website some early reaction from either early reviewers or industry blurbs, or even beta readers, if you've gone through that process. There are lots of ways to start to tease the book on your website, even before you're then in the official launch period.
I love that, and it's so smart. One of our guests that we had on earlier in the season, Ben Gioa, he actually talks about how authors can leverage their book before it's published. In different ways to do that. So I love that because again, it essentially prepares you, right? You're going to be prepared.
Yeah.
You know, for distribution, prepare for marketing, prepare for, you know, good visibility.
Yeah. I have an author client and we were having a conversation and he was inclined to not post anything on his website, not blog about anything until the book is available for pre-order. And I encouraged him, no, step back, come back further in the timeline. It's never too soon to start talking about the subject material, building a reputation for that expertise, and engaging with other people in the field. And the website can help you do all those things.
100%, 100%. Pauline, this is such a good conversation. I've learned a little bit as well about the website and how to make it that much more appealing and a better experience for those that are coming to it. And how it can really be effective, especially for business growth, right? If this is your goal and your focus, there's a certain way to approach it. So I'm definitely grateful for this conversation. Please, I would love for you to share where people can get in contact with you where the best place to do that is. That would be awesome. We'd love for folks to know that.
Yeah, no prizes for guessing. The best place is my website. So that's PaulineWiles.com. You can also go to PaulineWiles.com/free for some additional resources that might be helpful. But yes, I walk the talk. The website really is where it's happening.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I highly encourage everyone to check that out. The links to Pauline's website, as well as her Instagram and LinkedIn are going to be under this episode. So I highly recommend connecting with her and keeping in touch with some of the resources and things that she is making available to authors everywhere. So Pauline, thank you again for being here. I would love for, just as we wrap up the conversation, what would be like your last word, parting words of advice to share with those who are listening?
Yeah, well, I would say to people, a website is the central, let's call it the tree trunk of your marketing efforts. It's the solid thing that you own, you control, that holds everything else together. Your other marketing and outreach, that's the branches and the leaves of your tree. But the website is the tree trunk. That's the solid thing that is going to hold everything else up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Pauline, thank you so much for being here, sharing your wisdom with us. It was such a good conversation. And for those tuning in, I hope that you found this valuable. Definitely come back to another episode for another great conversation about ways that you can leverage your book for greater impact and income. Until next time, we'll see you on another episode. All right, that concludes another episode of The Author's Leverage. And I trust you're leaving today's conversation inspired and equipped to see your book as a source for so many possibilities. Before we part ways, I want to remind you to download your copy of the ebook and its digital companion workbook, 5 Ways to Get More Bang for Your Book. Again, it's a roadmap that's going to be useful to help you unlock the full potential of your book. Find it on our website, connect with us on social media, subscribe to the podcast, and share it along with a fellow author. Until next time, remember that your words have the power to change lives. So keep innovating, keep leveraging, and keep making an extraordinary impact. We'll see you next time.